I will bless the Lord at all times. Praise shall continue to be in my mouth. My soul shall make a boast in the Lord. Numbers shall have thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Mm-hmm. Let us exalt his name together. The Lord is in his holy temple. All earth keeps out before him. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. My feet shall stand within thy gate, O Jerusalem. We thank God for this 229th day of the year.
Amen.
And we're still here.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
All right.
Thank you.
What a loss that this is the day the Lord has made.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We will be rejoice and be glad in it. So we are glad that we are here.
Yes.
In this new day the Lord has made.
Amen.
In spite of all the chaos going on in the world,
mm-hmm.
we are still here.
Amen.
And that's what we praise the Lord for.
Yes. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Yes, sir.
So we are glorifying him, magnify his name.
Amen.
He is wonderful.
Yes, yes, he is. Thank you, God.
He is the great God.
Thank you, God.
Mighty God. He continues to do what God said he would do.
Amen.
All right, and nothing happens strange in this world. Okay? We all doing what God intends for us to do.
Amen.
And what he intends for us to go through.
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever it is.
Yes.
He's mm-hmm. going to get his glory out of it.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Okay. So all everything is happening for his glory. And Amen. We were made for his glory.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So whatever it is that you may have to face, just think mm-hmm. about it. This is for God's glory. And
Amen.
Give him the glory for doing it. For the mm-hmm. scripture says, in all things, not for Amen. All things, but in all things,
mm-hmm.
give thanks.
Yes.
So while you're in it, while you're going through, give mm-hmm. him thanks. Not thanking him for the thing itself, but thanking him for bringing you out of it.
Amen.
Thank him for your deliverance.
Amen.
Thank you for your victory, because whom the proof has, when you know the proof shall make you free.
Amen.
Yes.
Okay. So you are free to bless the Lord
mm-hmm.
at all times.
All times.
Hallelujah. It's time for me to ask Deacon Wayne to give us a short prayer.
Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we want to say thank you, Lord, for another day.
Thank
another
you, Lord.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord, for
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to rise and see this day, Lord, the day that
yes,
you
sir.
Yes, our job is to rejoice and be glad we're in it. Thank you for
mm-hmm. praying. We will rejoice and bless be glad us, Lord, in this day.
That we may be hearers of the word, not doers of the word, not just hearers of the word.
And yes, Lord,
say, bless this nation. Heal the land. As only
bless us, God.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Okay, that's what we need is more prayer.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Prayer is the key to the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
And by faith, you unlock that door.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, God.
So we can enter into that kingdom and experience all the blessings and benefits of mm-hmm. the kingdom.
Yes, amen.
We're going to call your attention this morning to the book of Matthew again, the 25th chapter. And we're going to look at for text, verse 28.
Matthew 24:28-30.
Do you have it? Matthew 28, verse, Matthew 25, verse 28 through 30. Okay. Take therefore the talent from him and give it unto him which had 10 talents. For unto everyone that had shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that had not shall be taken away, even that which he had. And cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth when the Son of Man shall come in his glory. Okay. Stop there. Ask somebody, where's your talent?
Where's your talent?
All right, now we've been packing, getting ready to go back with a master and staying ready.
Mm-hmm.
But sure you don't forget your talent.
Amen.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Some of us have laid it down.
Mm-hmm.
And don't know where to find it. But make sure when in your packing you have your talent packed up too.
Right.
My Lord.
Because when it comes, he says he's going to pay everyone.
My Lord.
According as your work have been.
Amen.
Now he has given us the ability to perform and to carry out the gift that he's put in us, in every one of us.
Amen.
Everybody got a gift.
Mm-hmm.
At least one.
Okay.
Okay. And so the talent is there. You may not approve of it, but he didn't give it to you for your approval.
Amen.
He gave it to you to perform it. To carry out. Okay? So, make sure you are using the gift. It's not yours.
Mm-mm.
It's the instrument God given you to carry out the work that he has given you to do. Okay? Everything on the earth is the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
For the earth is the Lord.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And the fullness thereof.
Praise God.
And everyone that dwell and everything that dwell therein.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's the Lord. We belong to God.
My Lord.
Okay. We are his sheep. Okay. We belong to him. And so we're here to please God and not to please ourselves.
Amen.
But we spend most of our time trying to please ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And leave God hanging. So tell somebody, don't leave God hanging.
Don't leave God hanging.
All right. He is here to help you to carry out the mission that he has given you to carry.
Amen.
Okay. And he has given anyone anything that you're not capable of doing.
Amen.
All right. So, put God's gift in action. Put it to work. Because he's coming back.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to pay you if you have worked good, then you're going to get a good reward.
Mm-hmm.
But if you haven't, then you won't.
Man.
Now, some people have judged your gift.
Mm-hmm.
And because it's not like somebody else.
My Lord.
We haven't used it.
Mm-mm.
Because we want to be like somebody else. We're not supposed to try to be like anybody but ourselves.
Amen.
That's right.
That's why God gave you what he gave you.
That's right.
Because it fit who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And what you are capable of doing.
My Lord.
He's not going to give you more than what you're able to do.
That's right.
Okay.
Thank you, God.
We sit in judgment all the time. When the word tells us, judge ye not.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And we judge everything. And in that judgment, it has hindered us from making progress in the kingdom with the Lord.
Amen.
Okay. So, the kingdom of heaven, the Bible tells us, is likened to a man that's going off on a trip and he's going to a far country. Okay?
Amen.
And before he went out of town, out of the country, okay, he called his own servant. He didn't call what's not his. But he called his own servant.
Amen.
And when God called you to do a job, he was calling his own.
Amen.
Hello.
Okay, because you are here.
Yes.
Praise the Father.
Okay, and you're nobody else's. You're not even your own.
That's right, my Lord.
Okay, it is the Lord, and whatever you got, God loaned it to you to put it to use.
Man.
All right, he gave it to you to do what he needs you to do. So for his glory and his kingdom. And so he called his servants together and delivered them into him, them that good, or his good. And he gave them his good. And unto one, he gave 5 talents.
Not all.
To another, he gave 2 talents. And to another, he gave 1 talent. Now listen to this. To every man, he gave them accordingly to their several abilities.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
So if you didn't get but 1 talent, it's all God knows that's all you're able to handle. If you got 2, you can handle it. 5, you can handle it. Whatever the number he's giving you, he's giving it to you because you are equipped to handle it.
Amen.
He's not going to overbear you, burden you. He's not going to overload you.
My Lord.
He's giving you exactly what you can handle. That and nothing there. Okay. And we mess up because we try to find other gifts in. Because we like what somebody else got.
Amen.
We're forever going or getting what somebody else has got. And it doesn't even fit you.
Well,
so you got it because somebody else got it.
That's true.
All right. So, so he gave them that gift, his gift. And then he straight away took his journey. Okay. And then he had, and the one that had 5 talents took it out and put it to you. He made 5 more talents. So he had doubled what was given him because he used what the master had left him.
My Lord.
And then the other man that had the 2 talents. He also gained 2 more.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So now he got four. But then the one that had the one talent went and did in the earth.
Yes.
And hid the Lord's money.
My Lord.
Okay. Instead of putting it to you, he wanted to make sure he had it when it come back, so he hid it.
Amen.
Okay. But sometimes we hide stuff like that. We don't know what, we forget where to put it.
Right.
Okay. And that's why we ask you, where is your talent? Where is your gift? That the Lord has given you. Have you seen it lately?
Mm-hmm.
Have you used it lately?
All right now.
Okay. Have you used it to win more souls? Have you used it to lift somebody up?
Uh-huh.
Have you used it to encourage somebody? Have you used it to give a helping hand? Have you used the gift to speak to someone's soul and spirit?
Mm-hmm.
Have you used it just to put a smile on somebody's face?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Okay. So we went and hid it in the earth. And after a long time, the Lord of those servants coming and reckoned with them. And so he that had received five talents came and bought another five talents.
Yeah.
And saying, Lord, thou deliverest unto me five talents. Behold, I have gained beside them five talents more. And the Lord said unto him, well done.
Thy good and faithful servant.
Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make you the ruler over the things, many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. Okay? So he's giving him more for having more.
Amen.
Okay. He blessing the man for his effort that he put forth. We have missed out on some of our blessings.
Yes, sir.
Because we failed to do what the Lord told us to do with the gift that he's given us to have. He also said that had received the two talents, came and said unto him, Lord, thou delivered to me two talents. Behold, I have gained two others.
Amen.
Talent beside them. His Lord said unto him, well done, thy good and faithful servant.
Yes, sir.
Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many.
That's right.
Enter into the joy of the Lord. It doesn't matter how many you got. If you use them, you're going to get the same reward.
Well, that's so.
One has five, got, now has 10. He told the one that has two, that had two, got to four. Now, he told them the same thing. You've been faithful over a few things. I'm going to make you ruler over many. Enter into the joy of the Lord. So use what you got.
Amen.
And if you use it, you'll get an increase. You may be moving to that area, that ring that you want to be in. Okay.
Yes, God.
Anyone that has received the one talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee. Thou art a hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown, and gathering where thou hast not stored. Listen to that. This is the man pronouncing his own judgment. He said, I knew thee that thou art a hard man.
Mm-hmm.
And we know God is righteous. And we know God's going to do what he said he's going to do.
Amen.
Amen.
He told you, if you work until the end, he's going to give you eternal life.
Yes, he will.
Be is faithful unto death.
Unto death, my Lord.
All right? He will give you that just reward.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to do that. He said, I knew you was a hard man.
Mm-hmm.
That you went reaping where you hadn't sown and gathering where you hadn't stored.
Mm-hmm.
And I was afraid and went and hid thy talent.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, that's not logic, what the man has done.
Yes, my Lord.
He knew the man going to be looking for something that he didn't put down there.
Mm-hmm.
He know he's going to be getting things that he didn't have himself.
Mm-hmm.
And so, how are you going to grow your gift if you hide
it? Yeah, Pastor.
How are you going to grow your gift?
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to sit in judgment and say, he's going to get what he gave me.
Mm-hmm.
And I ain't going to be worried about this stuff.
Amen.
You got to deny self.
Amen.
And take the cross.
Mm-hmm.
And follow Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Your denial of self got to be an everyday thing.
That's true.
All right. First thing we think about in the morning is self.
Hmm.
So you suppose the first thing you're supposed to think about in the morning is the Lord.
Uh-huh. Amen.
Give him some praise and give him honor for a new day. Okay. Give him the glory and honor and praise.
Mm-hmm.
For he has allowed you to be a part of his day.
Amen.
That's a gift by itself.
Yes, it
That's
is.
That's true.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, putting that gift to you, so giving God praise and giving glory, mm-hmm, and giving honor,
mm-hmm,
for everything that's going on in your life.
Glory be to God.
Hallelujah. And they said, I was afraid I went and hid your talent,
mm-hmm,
in the earth. Lo, now here's what yours. I'm giving you back what you gave to me. Okay? But God wants you to increase.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
He wants you to multiply.
Yes, yes.
He wants you to get more sheep in the kingdom.
Uh-huh.
Not drive them away,
uh-uh,
but encourage them.
Mm-hmm.
Let God know, let them know that God is a merciful God.
Yes, sir. Yes,
he's
sir.
A forgiving God.
Uh-huh.
And he is a God that's willing to deliver you into his kingdom as long as you do what he said you need to do. Put his gift to work.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So it can get more in his kingdom.
Amen.
The Lord answered the man and said unto him, thou wicked and spiteful servant.
Mm-hmm.
Thou knewest I reap where I sowed not.
Mm-hmm.
And gather where I have not stored.
Mm-hmm.
Thou oughtest to have therefore now put my money to exchange and then at my coming I should have received mine own, along with some usury.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So take therefore that talent from him that, and give it unto the one that has 10.
Mm-hmm.
Well, to everyone that had shall be given.
Mm-hmm.
And to everyone who that have not shall be taken away.
Amen.
Okay. Cast ye therefore and the improbable servant into out of darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him.
Mm-hmm.
Then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory.
Amen.
And before him shall be gathered all nations and all, and he shall separate them one from another.
My Lord.
Dividing his sheep from the goat.
Okay.
So are you a sheep or are you a goat?
Mm-hmm. Praise God.
Are you accepting God's word and spreading it to others? Because we've been charged by the word of God.
Yeah.
Go ye therefore into all the earth.
Yes, yes, God.
Okay, and make more disciples.
Okay.
We can go places now that we've never been before. And we can do it just like we're doing now.
Yes.
On our phone. On our computer. On our automobile. And right now, while we shut up, we can just do it by phone.
Amen.
My Lord. Visiting people without being there yourself.
Amen.
And encouraging someone.
Yes.
With a daily word.
Yes.
Call somebody that's lonely and give them a daily word.
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah.
Just call and say, I just called to say hello.
Amen.
And let you know that God is still on the throne. God is still working things out.
Yes, he is.
God is still healing you each and every day.
Amen. Glory.
I know you may be going through, but you're going through.
Yes, sir, my Lord.
And we're praying him for taking you through. Encourage someone.
Yes, yes.
Use that gift. We got that gift to talk. Instead of talking about somebody, talk to somebody with a word of God, from God.
Yeah.
Okay. We got that gift.
Yes, we do.
We got the ability.
Thank you, God.
To win a number of souls that we couldn't reach 20 years ago.
Glory be to God.
We
thank you, God.
Now,
with
the ability that God has placed in us.
Yes.
Okay. And you can not only just talk to them, you can talk to them and see them at the same time.
Amen.
That's right.
Okay. So that's you being there. Even though you may be sitting home or in your automobile, you are being there to use the gift that God gave.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Making disciples. is the key to the king.
My Lord.
And we need to be able to go out and visit someone. For the word said, the king of God is like a person. That we see people, and we need to tell them, let them know that come, you blessed of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
You are blessed.
Yes, sir.
And you are highly favored.
Yes, sir.
My yes.
You got friends benefit.
Uh-huh.
That you don't even realize you got.
That's true.
Thank you. God.
You got an abundance.
Uh-huh.
That you think you got nothing. You got life.
Uh-huh.
And you got strength.
Tell it, Pastor, tell it.
God said to his people, you're blessed. Because when I was in hunger, you gave me meat.
That's right.
When I was thirsty, you gave me drink. When I was a stranger, you took me in naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came unto me. Then shall the righteous say, Lord, when shall we be hungry and fed thee?
Yes,
when so I'll be thirsty and give you drink.
Preach it, Pastor.
Hallelujah. And when saw we be a stranger?
Yes, sir.
And we took you in.
Mm-hmm.
A naked and you told me. And when saw we be in prison? And you came up to me.
Yes.
And all the kings answered and said to them, I say to you, in the luck have you done it unto one of my least ones. And these my brethren, he shall, you have done it unto me.
Yes, sir.
Shall you say to them on the left hand, depart from me, because into everlasting that fire.
Yes.
Prepare ye
for
the devil and his angel. For I was hungry and you gave me no meat. I was thirsty and you gave me no drink.
Yes.
I was a stranger and you put me not in.
Yes,
naked
sir.
And you clothed me not.
Sin,
and you been in prison and you been in me not. And I heard him say, that they on after him, the Lord, when saw we hunger, or thirst, or stranger, or naked, or sick, in prison, and ministering to thee,
then
they have to do them things, into much as you did it not, to one of my least feet. Least of these.
Oh, yes.
You did it unto me.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And these shall he say to them, cast them in everlasting fire, for that's everlasting, and that's the teeth. So what? Have you done your gift?
Yes.
Have you become one of them? That's being cast out, or one of them that's invited in.
Glory be to God.
To use your gift.
Glory
of God. And
my
God
Lord.
Will we reward
will.
You.
Yes, sir.
Because he said, I'm coming, and I'm coming quickly. And
yes,
my reward
sir.
Is with me.
Amen.
I'm
going to
pay every man according as his work shall be.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes. You, your gift.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Don't try to please yourself. Don't try to please somebody else.
Amen.
That's right.
But you your gift according to as God has given it to you.
Uh-huh.
And everything
gonna be all right.
Glory. Hallelujah.
God bless you.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm gonna have a smile for you.
God. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord.
All right.
Amen.
Glory be to God.
Jesus. Good word, Pastor.
Amen. Wow. Amen.
Great message.
God be the Lord.
Jesus.
So we got a gift for the Lord right now.
Thank you, Jesus.
Sing us a song.
I am free. Praise the Lord. I'm free.
I'm free.
No longer no more chains holding me. My soul
is blessing. Hallelujah.
It is just a blessing.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm free.